Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 21. Pandita Bhava Rajan Pahugya Samshaya Chida Sadasas Patiop Yeke Santoshat Patant Yadaha Pandita, very learned scholars, Bhava, many, Rajan, O king, Yudhisthira, Bahugya, persons with varied experience, Samshaya, Chida, expert in legal advice, Sadasa Pataya, persons eligible to become presidents of learned assemblies. Api, even, AK, by one disqualification. Asantoshat, simply by dissatisfaction or greed. Pandita, patanti, fall down. Adayaha, into hellish conditions of life. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King Yudhisthira, many persons with varied experience, many legal advisors, many learned scholars, and many persons eligible become presidents of learned assemblies, fall down into hellish life because of not being satisfied with their positions. Purport. For spiritual advancement, one must be materially satisfied. For if one is not materially satisfied, his greed for material development will result in the frustration of his spiritual advancement. There are two things that nullify all good qualities. One is poverty, garita, dosha, guna, rasi, nashi. If one is poverty stricken, all his good qualities become null and void. Similarly, if one is too greedy, his good qualities are lost. Therefore, the adjustment is that one should not be poverty-stricken, but one must try to be fully satisfied with the bare necessities of life and not be greedy. For a devotee to be satisfied with the bare necessities is therefore the best advice for spiritual advancement. Learned authorities in devotional life consequently advise that one not endeavor to increase the number of temples and mats. Such activities can be undertaken only by devotees experienced in propagating the Krishna consciousness movement. All the acharyas in South India, especially Sri Ramanujacharya, constructed many big temples. In North India, all the Goswamis of Vrindavan constructed big temples. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also constructed large centers known as Gaudiya Mathas. Therefore, temple construction is not bad, provided proper care is taken for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Even if such endeavors are considered greedy, the greed is to satisfy Krishna, and therefore these are spiritual activities. O King Yudhisthira, many persons with varied experience, many legal advisors, many learned scholars, and many persons eligible to become presidents of learned assemblies fall down into hellish life because of not being satisfied with their positions. Jnani priyasam udapasta namanteva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavidiyavartam stane stita shrutikatam tanuvang manobira ye priyasa jita jito taistrilokyam. As I've many times quoted this verse from Lord Brahma, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself quoted, Jnani priyasa. So this tendency to want to speculate. Now, of course, most people don't think they're speculating because that's all they do is speculate. So they don't really know what it means to speculate. But Jnani priyasa udapasta namanta eva. Speculation means, basically speaking, out of ignorance, we don't know who we are, and we're trying to figure out how to satisfy the different desires of our mind and the urges of our senses. What will be satisfying on one level or another to our senses and our mind? She loves me, she loves me not, she loves me, she loves me. So all day long people are just speculating like that. And we're supposed to put that aside. It doesn't mean we're going to stop speculating, but at least during class we should put that aside. If we can do it for a half an hour, we're doing quite well. Jnani priyasam udapasta namanta eva, and then become submissive. Now we're already submissive to our senses and mind. It's our position. We have to be submissive. We have no choice because we're dependent living entities. We're very tiny. The soul is 1/10,000 the tip of hair in size. And therefore it's completely dependent either on this big, gross material body with the subtle mind, or we're dependent on Krishna. So at least we should relax for half an hour a day and not worry so much what's going to happen to me for the rest of the day. Am I going to survive the day and get a good night's sleep and wake up tomorrow to fight another day? So become a little submissive, relax a little bit, and what? Jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavaritam. Listen to what the great sages have to say. Now, if we could actually listen with rapt attention, we'd actually realize what was being said, because there's no difference between what's being said and the reality of what exists. But because we're in anxiety, we can't hear very well. And therefore, hopefully, we just pick up something that's being said. A little fragment of what's being said. And stanesthita, as it says in this verse, don't worry about what our present position is. Whatever position is, it's horrible. If you're thinking, I wish I had a different position, everyone in this world is thinking that wishing they had a different position. Either they want more of what they have already, or they want more of what everyone else has. Or they want less. It's become a burden. But no one's satisfied with their position, because there's nothing satisfying about being in the material world. It's the hope of becoming satisfied that allows the soul to exist in this miserable material existence. Hope. And for that, there are so many cheaters who come along and say, don't worry, we're super intelligent, we know more than God, we figured it all out. And we can make sure that in the future, you'll actually live forever and enjoy life perpetually by our technology. And if you think I'm saying something out of what's actually reality, if you go on the internet and type in things about technology, they actually believe in a very short period of time, they're going to be able to do a scan of your brain, figure out who you are, put you onto a floppy drive, and run you on a computer. So you can, the computers last, then they can run, you can live forever in the computer. They believe that. They don't believe in the soul. They don't believe in the super soul. They do believe in technology, and they believe the body's and the personality and the intelligence and everything else is just chemicals. Therefore, they don't like that these chemicals have to disappear, and they're making plans so that the chemicals, the nerve impulses, whatever it may be, the energy, you can be downloaded into machine and live in the machine forever. Hopefully it has a big memory. Hopefully it has a big hard drive. It would be very unfortunate if the hard drive got filled up before you got programmed into it. Sorry. You'll have to wait for the next hard drive. Hopefully you make it. So no one's satisfied, and they're imagining if I was living in a machine, I'd be happy. And the machine would just generate nice programs. Maybe they download Srimad Bhagavatam also and you live in Vaikuntha technologically. Download Krishna also. But this is all unreal. The real thing is whatever position we're in, then one has to learn tolerance and not hanker for another position. Therefore, tolerance is a part of the Veda culture. Why tolerant? Because if we're tolerant of our material position, then we have time and the inclination and the ability to think of something spiritual. If we're too caught up in our material situation, then we can't really think about Krishna. We have, as it says here, two things are disqualifications for spiritual advancement. One is poverty. Because generally speaking, people are poverty-stricken. That's all they think about is making money. And being greedy. And then when they make money, there's never enough. Then they want more and more and more. Therefore, poverty-stricken is generally a disadvantage. But we can see that in one extent or another, most of the devotees are all poverty-stricken. But if they're thinking I'm poverty-stricken, I need money, then they're really poverty-stricken. If one is wealthy spiritually, then he'll never be poverty-stricken materially. Just like it is said, Tyaktva toranam ashesha mandala pati shrenim sada tutavat budva dina guneshako karunaya kopina kanta shrito gopi bhava risamrita dilahari kolola mogna mohor Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yoga Shri Jiva Gopala Go Tyaktva Tornam Ashesha Mandala Pati Shrenim Sadatu Chavat Bhutva Dina Gunesha Ko Karunaya Kopi Nakanta Shito Gopi Bhavara Samrita Dilahari Kolola Mogna Mohor Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Shri Jiva Gopala Go. So Tyaktva Tornam Ashesha Mandala Pati. So Tyaktva means to give up. Now we have little to give up. But whatever we have, even if I have a pen and someone takes it from me, I become very morose. My pen. It was half my life. But the Six Goswamis, Tyaktva Tornam, Ashesha Mandala Pati, they were leaders of the world at that time. They were immensely wealthy. Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Hiranyamabdudaro, is making millions of dollars every year in collecting taxes. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were the leaders, the ministers of Saint Nawab. very opulent positions for that time. And yet, Tyagpa Toranam Asheshama Mandi. They give it up as being Tuchavat, as something insignificant. Tyagpa Toranam Asheshama Mandalapati Shrenim Sada Tuchavat. Bhutva Dina Guneshaka Karuna. And they went into the Vrindavan forest, and they were simply wearing loincloths. So did they become morose, thinking about the girl they left behind, their fortune and their dog? Did they lament? No, they were actually Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Dilahari. They were absorbed in an ocean of happiness, remembering the transcendental pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. It is said, for instance, that Raghunath Das Goswami, every other day or so, he would only eat a little bit of buttermilk. And therefore his health was quite weak. Still, it is said that three times a day, in the spiritual world where he was actually existing, he had three big feasts cooked by Srimati Radharani and her cowherd girlfriends in his spiritual body, which had unlimited capacity for prasad. So therefore, they weren't dissatisfied. They were satisfied because they were absorbed in transcendental pleasure. Therefore, the only solution to not be greedy and not be poverty-stricken is to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, everyone in this world is either feeling that they don't have enough. As I said yesterday, I think, if Howard Hughes, who had $16 billion at that time, equivalent of $160 billion or euros at this time, if he felt that he wanted more money, he felt dissatisfied, he didn't have enough money, what to speak of our poor selves? So this dissatisfaction. And then when you get money, you want more and more and more because it doesn't satisfy you. It's like they have this popcorn that they sell in the movies in America. And it has a certain chemical that it has zero calories. And therefore, the more you eat, the hungrier you become. So the result is they sell more popcorn. You pay more money for the popcorn that you eat at the theater than you pay for the entrance. So that's material life. It's a big popcorn machine with zero calories. The more you have, the more you want. The richest countries in the world, they're the ones who are trying to exploit everyone more. It's not that they're sad. It's, oh, we're happy. Why don't we make you happy too? No, we're not happy because now we can't stand the fact we have $20 trillion and you have 50 cents. We can't bear looking at your 50 cents without grabbing it. We have to have your 50 cents too, and then we'll become happy. How dare you insult us? Keep your 50%. You should give it all to us. Then you become liberated. Surrender and give up all your money and surrender to us. And then we'll protect you from ourselves. Please fear. Therefore, Queen Kunti, she said, we've been put into so many horrible situations. Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat. They were fed poison. Bhima was fed poison. They were put into the forest where a cannibal tried to eat them. They were put into a house of lack, which was burnt to the ground. So their whole life is full of problems. What to speak of our little selves? How many times have you eaten prasadam and someone put poison in it to try to kill you? You get paranoid, of course. And then afterwards, the next day, you went out in the street and someone jumped on you to try to eat you. It would be a bad day. And then the next day, the house burned down and you were in it. So this happened to the Pandavas, the rulers of the world, the powerful sons of the demigods. So as Kunti say, oh, this is horrible. What to do? We had Krishna as our best friend, and he doesn't protect us. Maybe we should take out life insurance. Maybe that will help. No, Queen Kunti said, Vipadak shantu takchasvat, tatra tatra jagat guru, babato darshanam yasyat apana bhavadarshanam. I wish we can see these calamities again and again. So she was praying for calamities. But we're much more fortunate than Mother Kunti, because we don't have to pray for calamities. They just come one after another anyhow. Even without our prayers. So what was she praying? She was praying that we can remember these pastimes. But what's the problem? Janmaishwarya shuti shibir edamanak pandak punan naivahat devadatun vai tvam akinchana gochara. The problem is, people don't pray to remember Krishna. What they're praying for, what they're desiring, because desiring is a form of prayer. It's not that some people pray to Krishna and some people don't pray to Krishna. The whole world is praying to Krishna. Every living entity is praying to Krishna in the form of desire. And the super soul in the heart, he senses the desire just like one can understand the flavor of a flower by smelling it. And he arranges the material nature to fulfill those desires according to what one deserves. Whether it be in the human form of life or any form of life, everyone is desiring, every soul is desiring, and getting the results of his desires in the form of activities. So the problem is we're desiring, we're not satisfied. We don't have enough wealth, we don't have enough personal beauty, we don't have enough fame, we don't have enough material knowledge. We want more and more and more. We're greedy, Queen Kunti said, for these material things. And although we're already intoxicated by our material identification, the more we hanker for material things, then the more crazy we become. We become crazy, crazy for material things. And a crazy person can't chant Hare Krishna with feeling. Because too much absorbed in anxiety over the material circumstances. And the last thing one takes shelter of is Krishna. When everything else fails, when I have no more money, no one likes me, they kick me out of the house, then I pray, oh Krishna, please save me. And as soon as Krishna saves one, thanks a lot, Krishna, I'll see you next Jamasmi, maybe, if I got enough time. Thanks a lot, kid, you know. We made a good partner. Now it's time to divide up the assets. Or as one man went to the deity, and he prayed to the deity, my dear deity, please give me my benediction. So the deity said, no problem, I can give you benediction, but maybe you should give something to me in return. This was Durga. So he said, all right, what do you want? She said, give me a goat. A goat, no problem, I can give you a goat. So next week he comes back, dear Durga Devi, please give me a benediction. Okay, but where's the goat you promised me last time? Goats are really expensive. So, okay, well, why don't you give me, you know, a bird? Okay, next week I'll give you a bird. He comes back next week, please give me a benediction. So Durga said, well, where's the bird? Birds have really gotten, they went up in price, can't afford a bird. But give me the benediction. No problem, give you another benediction. So next week he comes back and says, all right, where's the bird? Birds are expensive. So at least Durga says, give me a fly. No problem, I can give you a fly. There's so many flies flying all around here. Why don't you just catch one of them? So people want everything. Give me this, give me that, give me this other thing. They don't want to really give anything. They just want to take and take and take. Or as one man went to the Krishna and said, Krishna, if my horse comes in, I'll give you half the winnings. So he bet on a horse, and the horse came in second, so he got half. And he came back to the deity, and the deity said, so where's the half you're supposed to give me? He said, well, the horse came in second, I got half, and you already took your half. Therefore, out of greed or poverty stricken, all these situations, if we identify ourselves with them, then we won't be able to think about Krishna. And if we identify ourselves as with Krishna, then we should be satisfied and try and do whatever we do just to please Krishna, not worrying about what the result will be. Whether if we actually become free from this idea of being poverty-stricken or getting greedy for more, then we can actually perform real devotional service, to do our activities without worrying about satisfying our greed or getting out of our so-called poverty. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? From Avaduta. Well, because Prabhupada gives the example that in the World War, say, World War II, the German ladies, they went to their church and they prayed, Dear Lord, please bring back my husband, my wife, my son, my father. And the French and the English, they went to the church, prayed, God, please bring back my husband, my wife, my son, my father. But there's a war going on, so they're killing each other. So everyone's dying. And then the ladies, the English, the French, the Germans, they said, oh, we prayed so hard and God didn't reciprocate, so there couldn't be any God. But the question is, why didn't they ask God before they started the war? They're going to have a war, people are going to die. God can't do anything about it because people are getting their karma. Their sinful activities are dissipated, are being used up by getting the reaction. Part of that reaction is they're going to be killed in a war. They're killing animals in the slaughterhouse, and they'll be slaughtered in the battlefield. That's called karma. They're going to die sometime, but because of their karma, they're going to die in a battlefield, that's all. All right. Kala Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.